The world is crazy. She's lucky, the H-O-T-E-L. Well, she said her daddy raped her at the tender age of 10. Then over and over and over again. Said her mom's put her out on the streets at 16. When she ran into a pimp with a gangster lean. He took her on a town, gave her clothes and shelter. But as a payback, he had her laying on her back. With every Tom and Dick and Jack, from lawyers to teachers, politicians, professors, police, and preachers. These are some of the clients who visit regularly. She said, good loving never comes free. One of her customers paid cash to bang her, but after he was done, he strangled her with a hanger. Took all the money and jewelry filled purse. He rode off in a Mercedes, she rode off in a hearse. Still to this day, I can hear the screams. How quickly it ended, her American dream. It's the American dream. It's the American dream. It's the American dream. Check it out.
He earned the heavyweight champion's title. To children of the world, he was an idol. KOs and TKOs made him a star athlete. Not bad for a kiddie from the streets. Raised by a foster parent all his life. Done wrong by his first and only wife. In the public eye, he was a tough guy. A young brother with a piece of the pie. It's kinda funny, the strange twist fate can bring. Cause his last fight wasn't in a ring. Shocking testimony from an accuser. She swore the champ had sexually abused her. Down comes the mallet of a judge. And as the verdict is read, he hangs his head. Guilty despite an innocent plea. Although he might have walked free if his last name was Kennedy. 6 years in the hole, and if he's lucky, he'll parole in 3. Can a black dude ever be free? The jury said the color of his skin doesn't mean a thing. But what about my man Rodney King? Seems like nobody cares about the state of a race whose people have been raped but can't bring a case. Home of the brave and land of the free. To some it's just a nightmare, the American dream.
It's the American dream.